AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Senate Judiciary Committee members from both parties want to review a House Ethics Committee's investigation of Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The Ethics Committee has been looking into allegations against Gaetz of sexual misconduct, among other things. The probe effectively ended yesterday when Gaetz resigned from Congress. But
we cannot allow this valuable information from a bipartisan investigation to be hidden from the American people.
Senate Judiciary Chair Dick Durbin, a Democrat, and Republican John Cornyn are among those who want to see the ethics panel's information.
I think there should not be any limitation on the Senate Judiciary Committee's investigation, including whatever the House Ethics Committee has generated.
The Justice Department that Gaetz would head also looked into sex trafficking allegations against him, with no charges filed. He's denied any wrongdoing, though the scandals threaten to derail his confirmation. Gaetz is one of the more universally disliked members of Congress, even by fellow Republicans, though some, like North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis, say they'll give him a fair shake.
I don't know his background. I'm going to look at it and give him a fair hearing.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says they will likely be cutting a key interest rate slowly and deliberately over the next few months.
Inflation is running much closer to our 2% goal, but it's not there yet. And we are committed to finishing the job.
There's also economic uncertainty about Donald Trump's upcoming term in the White House. Syria's state news agency says Israel carried out two airstrikes around Damascus. At least 15 people were killed. Alex Jones' InfoWars was bought at auction by the satirical publication The Onion, with the backing of families of victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. Jones was ordered to pay $1 billion to the families for claiming the shooting was a hoax. This is AP News. Composer Burt Bacharach will have papers donated to the Library of Congress. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Raindrops are falling on my head.
Burt Bacharach's sketches for songs like Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head and Alfie and his arrangement for The Look of Love are among the thousands of his music scores and parts given to the Library of Congress. Bacharach died last year. His widow, Jane, says she chose the Library of Congress because it gave its Gershwin Prize for Popular Song to Bacharach and songwriting partner Hal David in 2012, and Bacharach valued it more than any other award. The collection will be available for researchers next summer. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Executives tell the AP the Tampa Bay Rays will play their 2025 home games at the New York Yankees nearby spring training ballpark in Tampa. The Rays were forced out of their longtime home, Tropicana Field, because of damage to its roof from Hurricane Milton. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.